Australia is known for its beautiful beaches, but many residents, like Andrew Gray, don't like what they find on closer inspection.
I'm a surfer, so I see plastic probably more than a lot of people as I'm down at the beach picking up rubbish. And it is really concerning because we live so close to the beach and there's so many cafes and restaurants that use single-use plastics. And if they're disposed of incorrectly or if they're littered, you know, it goes into our beautiful oceans. And we have amazing marine wildlife down here, so it's front and centre. You know, we really need to act on reducing single-use plastics to protect our local area.
Mr Gray, a keen surfer, is leading an ambitious project to get rid of that type of rubbish from his home city of Wollongong, 100 kilometres south of Sydney.
We want to reduce 70% of single-use plastics in Wollongong by 2020. And that feeds into the Boomerang Alliance national initiative, which is to reduce 70% of marine plastic pollution by 2020.
To achieve that goal, an alliance of groups known as Plastic Free Wollongong is targeting school groups and working with the local council to ensure there is no single-use plastic at events. Mr Gray says it's crucial to the project to convince business owners that switching to alternatives is easy and good for business.
People should go to these businesses as preferred alternatives because they're making the extra effort to protect our environment. They deserve your dollar.
Just a short walk from one of the many beaches in the area is the bustling Earthwalker Cafe. It sells hundreds of takeaway coffees and meals each week, but you won't see any milk cartons or plastic straws or containers there. Cafe co-owner Ciara Kumar explains the cafe uses metal or paper straws, sustainable takeaway containers, and worked with its local milk supplier to cut down on waste.
Within the first 2 days, we said we can't have this amount of plastic. So we researched and Country Valley had these machines, put 5 litres in bags, and you have no rubbish. It's like it comes into a ball, that's it, you recycle it.
The cafe has been recognised for its efforts, becoming the first business in Australia to earn the Ocean Friendly stamp of approval. Surf Rider Australia's Susie Crick oversees the Ocean Friendly accreditation process. She says she saw its impact in the United States, in Hawaii, where more than 150 restaurants and cafes have passed the test.
That will assure the customer that the business doesn't give away plastic straws, that they don't give away plastic takeaway containers, styrofoam clams. It just means that the business is really ethical and that they're thinking about the environment, not just about profit.
Other businesses in the area are already keen to apply for the accreditation and there are plans to roll it out nationally. Refugees are also contributing to the Plastic Free Wollongong pilot through Green Connect, a local waste company helping festivals reduce rubbish. Emmanuel Bakenga joined Green Connect 4.5 years ago after spending 7 years in a refugee camp in Uganda.
Sometimes we are wowed to see the amount of food that is being wasted and the amount of rubbish as well that is being produced. And yes, now our heart desire is to see that our nation get to a stage where we are reducing the amount of waste.
The Boomerang Alliance's Jeff Angel says the alliance has the national goal very much in mind.
This is not a one-off exercise. We want to mainstream it, not only in this community, but across all the communities of Australia. Everyone's concerned about plastic pollution. We're now proving the solutions, whether you're in business, whether you have a school, whether you run events, or whether it's your own individual consumption. The solutions are easy, and we all need to get to support them.
Solutions are needed more than ever, because until this year, Australia sent an average of more than 600,000 tonnes of waste materials to China. The Asian giant's ban on foreign waste at the start of this year means Australia's recycling industry must find new ways to deal with its own waste. While that creates a challenge in the short term, Green Connect operations manager Jackie Besgrove says demand for the waste company's services is growing.
That's a time where people need a business like Green Connect more than ever because people need to understand how they can reduce that waste in the first place, and that's what we love to do with event organisers. You know, we're happy to come in and manage waste at an event, but we'd much rather work with an event organiser who actively wants to reduce that single-use plastic load, reduce their environmental footprint.
There is pressure on the packaging industry to create more sustainable options too. The Australian Packaging Covenant Organisation's Brooke Donnelly says the industry needs to understand innovative designs can help it get more out of material.
Understanding how something lives and breathes and at what point it no longer has a functionality, then what becomes of it? Does it become recycled? Is it reused? What kind of regenerative methodology is appropriate?